May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Please do be seated. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began to build and was not able to finish." Well, whatever our views about HS2, we have this massive structure cutting through our local countryside. And it could be very symbolic of the criticism and ridicule that is made of a project. Maybe the full cost was not anticipated at the beginning. Manchester United football team, once a team that was always in the top three of Premier League, now struggling and are putting out plans for a brand new football stadium. I shall watch that with interest too. And of course, we have war across the world. In our gospel reading, it goes on to mention the folly of war without fully looking at the costs. We certainly see examples of that currently. I heard that it costs much more to be at war, apart from the cost of the loss of human life, but the economy suffers dramatically. I've heard it is cheaper to defend peace. It is less costly. And I was really pleased to hear that. To keep safe, to keep peace, it costs less than to be lured to follow the darkness and enter into war. Our urge may be for glory, for power, but to be at peace, while it may seem sacrificial and not showing our strength, but it is actually less costly and beneficial to seek peace. During this season of Lent, on this third Sunday in Lent, in evening prayer, we are reminded that whoever does not carry the cross and follow Jesus cannot be his disciple. Take up our cross, give up all our possessions, it says. The equation may seem heavy to bear, but what balances the equation? Take up our cross and give up all our possessions, our worldly desires, equals enter eternal life in the presence of God. Sounds quite a good balance to me, really. We may worry we have taken things in our own hands, but as we hear in Jeremiah, in our reading from Jeremiah, if we follow God, he will do all that is needed, even overcoming those who trouble us in his way, not our ways. We may feel we need to show our power here on earth with our worldly possessions or our strength and by our physical force. But actually, what makes us strong and powerful in life, what makes us able to withstand the traumas, the storms, is the presence of God, the peace that comes with him in our lives. I was speaking to someone the other day. We were actually going over the Bible reading from Luke from the Sunday lectionary last week, the temptations of Jesus in the wilderness. It was headed in my Bible. And she said she had never heard it in that full form, this Bible reading about the temptations. As churchgoers here tonight, we may forget that many people do not read the Bible. They do not read or hear the great verses that may be familiar to us. And she was astounded at how Jesus withstood the temptations. How the devil tempted Jesus so specifically with various human and worldly desires of food to eat when hungry. Well, of course he needed to eat, but Jesus said, "Man and woman, they do not eat of bread alone." We need God in our lives for nourishment. The devil offers the world and its nations to Jesus if he will worship him. But Jesus says, we are to worship the only one true God. Jesus sees beyond the earthly realm. And finally, the devil offers Jesus a chance to test God's love by throwing himself off a high place and being saved by the angels. And Jesus says, We are not to test God's love for us. We are to have faith of his unending love to save us all. And the devil goes off, defeated. But it adds the little bit in the text. The devil goes off until an opportune time. That's it, isn't it? We think we have avoided the devil. We've beaten him. But temptation comes along again. And I mentioned to this woman I was chatting with that the devil came to Jesus by way of temptation in the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus was praying to God. Jesus knew God wanted him to literally take up his cross. Thankfully, we are not being asked that. We are not Jesus. And Jesus knew things were going to get bad for him when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Going forward, he knew things were going to get bad for him. The human side of him called out in Luke 22, this is verse 42. The human side of Jesus called, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Jesus knew his work on this earth was to save humanity, all humanity. But he just thought, he voiced it, "Is there another way?" But he would trust and follow God's will. And Jesus did step up. And God did save him. Hallelujah. Bringing Jesus back to life on Easter Sunday. And opened the gates to eternal life to save us all. These words of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane came as an even bigger shock to this woman I was talking to. That Jesus felt nervous, worried about what was being asked of him. We can feel that too, that we will be asked too much. Taking up our cross and following Jesus. We are not Jesus. We are not being asked the same, thank goodness. But this journey of Lent may indeed lead us to a sacred space that God has in mind for us. It may lead to a new relationship with him. Or maybe some new challenge. Oh no, we may cry, that he has for us. A new challenge for us. But God will be with us. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, Jesus says, "Come to me, I will give you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And in Paul's writing to the Galatians, chapter 6, Paul writes, "Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ." We are reminded in these verses that we are not alone. The woman I was speaking to, this conversation led her to say she would read the Bible more. It had not been a practice of hers. We can easily take for granted this amazing spiritual guide we have that allows us to read of Jesus who went before us in every situation, every temptation we could have, and he got through them. And even if we cannot always say no to temptation, well, that isn't the point. It is taking up the cross and following, that is the point. Learning to lean on God for our strength. Learning to lean on God for our strength. During this season of Lent, you may have given something up or taken on something new. Whatever you have decided or maybe still thinking of doing, let it be something that draws you closer to God and his great love for you. Amen.